This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Since August, the Congolese government has been battling rebels led by Laurent Nkunda. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people and left hundreds dead. This week, the Congolese government joined forces with its arch enemy, former arch enemy, Rwanda, in an offensive against the rebels. And today, the Congolese government is reporting the joint force has arrested the rebel leader Nkunda. For the latest, we're joined by the BBC's Martin Plaut. Good morning, Martin.
Morning.
So what happened? How did they find him?
Well, what happened is that basically the Rwandans have ditched their former ally, General Laurent Nkunda, who basically had a little enclave on the border between Congo and Rwanda. And they then crossed the border, in fact, not to attack his forces, but to attack the Hutu militia, the Interahamwe, who'd been there ever since the Rwandan genocide of 1994. But when they came over the border, it's now become pretty clear there was a deal with the Congolese. You take out our enemies, we'll take out yours. So they basically first went for Laurent Nkunda, who was in the town of Bunagana, which is close to the Ugandan border. He then fled to Rwanda, and the Rwandans arrested him. So that is really the state of play at the moment.
And Martin, how do you sum up the meaning of all of this? The cooperation is stunning between two formal rivals. We're talking about wars that have extended for years through the 90s between Rwanda and the Congo, and millions of people dead. Now they're joining together.
Absolutely. It is a stunning turnaround. It really, the roots of this could be seen in November last year, where the foreign ministers of both countries stood side by side in Rwanda and said, we are now going to go after the Interahamwe, the Hutu militia, who, as I said, were involved in the Rwandan genocide. So they'd struck a deal then. What we didn't know was that there was a sort of a sub-deal which said that they would also then get rid of General Nkunda at the same time. So, as I say, you know, you get rid of my rebels, I'll get rid of yours, so to speak. And General Nkunda could, at that moment, have made a deal. He could have said, yes, I'll come in with the Congolese army, which I used to be a member of, I'll be reintegrated. He didn't. He's always said that he wants to be a player, a real player in Congo. I mean, there's an interview that we have with him where he says, I'm going to march on the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. I'm going to take over the country. Now, that was absolutely impossible, but nonetheless, that was his ambition. And clearly, no one felt they could deal with him anymore, so the Rwandans essentially turned him in.
So his arrest, does that mean the end of his rebel forces? Is that threat now over?
No, his rebel forces split about a week, 10 days ago, and you know, most of them have now gone over and said they're under General Bosco Ntaganda, and he basically has said, I'll be reintegrated into the Congolese army. That took away most of Nkunda's troops, but about 2,000 of them, two battalions, are said to be still loyal to Nkunda, so we'll have to see which way they jump. But the bigger enemy is still there. The Hutu militia, the Interahamwe, are still dug in, and this, in a sense, is only stage one of the operation.
Martin Plaut, the BBC's Africa editor, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Giving us the latest on what's happening in the Congo.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.